You're listening to SBS News.
Twenty-six nations battled to win the grand final of the 64th Eurovision Song Contest. But it was Duncan Lawrence's power ballad entitled Arcade which won the most points from the public and jury vote.
Please carry me, carry me, carry me home. I spend all of the love I save. We were always a losing game. Small town boy in a big arcade. I got addicted to a losing game.
Lawrence came out as bisexual in 2016 and has used his story and platform to advocate for greater tolerance and understanding of difference. In accepting the Crystal Microphone Trophy, Lawrence paid tribute to the power of music to be a refuge.
This is to dreaming big. This is to music first, always. Thank you, thank you!
Italy took second place, followed by Russia. Australia's Kate Mulhacki finished in ninth place with 285 points, attracting large applause with her aerial performance on a bendy pole.
The crowd have gone nuts.
I'm crying. Oh, my God.
Oh, a drunk auntie and uncle in the commentary box are very happy right now.
Oh, my goodness. That was extraordinary, Kate Mulhacki.
That was spectacular. Listen to the crowd.
They absolutely adored it.
Fans watching in Sydney say they were proud of her performance.
Breathtaking, of course, and amazing theatrical performance as well.
Pretty fair. Disappointed Australia didn't do better, but she did a great job.
No, Australia was very good.
We should have gotten more points in the end, but next year.
It's Australia's fifth time competing in the world's biggest song competition. 2016 was Australia's best performing year, with Dami Im taking second place with her song Sound of Silence. This year's show was not without controversy and went ahead despite protests by pro-Palestinian supporters criticising Israel's stance in Gaza and the West Bank. Israel earned the right to host the show after Netta Barzilai won last year with her spunky pop anthem Toy, which captured the sentiment of the Me Too era. Two dancers involved in the guest performance by Madonna were pictured standing side by side with Israeli and Palestinian flags on their backs during her performance in an apparent call for unity. Icelandic group Hatari, meanwhile, displayed scarves with Palestinian flags when results were being announced. Eurovision organisers, though, take care to note that the event is meant to be non-political. But geopolitical tensions are sometimes apparent when like-minded countries tend to fall into voting blocs to support regional favourites. Other favourites nominated by bookmakers include Switzerland's energetic She Got Me, sung by Luca Hani. Sweden's soulful Too Late for Love, sung by John Lundvik, was also singled out early on as a crowd favourite. The song competition began in 1956 with seven nations and has over time expanded to include newly independent states created by the breakup of the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc. Israel and Australia are the only non-European countries involved in the competition. As the winning nation, the Netherlands will host next year's contest, representing the fifth time it's taken on hosting duties. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.